Okay, fine. It's about some very geschmackly chavur today. It says, Vayas Avraham Mishle Gadol V'yoyim Higomal Atzitz Agunai. And I was echt like upshine this morning. So, it's Shea Chidush HaTayra. There's no greater way to mishtat than a simcha. Okay, so the Mishnah in the second parak said, Mikvah Yishyesh Ba'Avraham So Mayim V'tet V'lezerim Matvilim V'mayim V'yim Matvilim V'tet. So you have a mikvah that's a tziruf of mayim and tit. So Rabbi Lazar holds it's mitzarif mashir memsa, but you can only be tayvah in the chelik of the mayim, not in the tit. Rishuayim Rabbi mayim with tit, you can be tayvah in the mayim and the tit. Even the dainu, even mixas in the mayim, mixas in the tit. So it's a good mindset tefillah. Beis the tit matvilin, the tit shamayim tzaf magavov. So dafko when the tit's underneath the mayim. Okay. Then the Mishnah goes on to bring a bunch of shitas about how the Rishonim say that the tit of our Mishnah is tit anorak. Tit, Rashi says in Sukkah, tit anorak, you can like marry it from one tit to the next, you pour it out. So it's like smooth. And the Mishnah goes on to how smooth it exactly has to be in order to be able to be mitzarif and be tayvel in the tit. So the etzem din of. The fact that tit anorak is mitzar for a mikvah is that's in the Mishnah beginning of seventh parak. The Mishnah says, "Eilu milin, yesh milin is a mikvah v'loy paislin." And it says, "Hasheleg barod kfar glid melech v'tit anorak." So it says that the milo mikvah, the Ainu, the way the Ravid and the Rav, the way to learn the Mishnah is that even though you can't make a mikvah out of Shalag Barad, whatever, Titanarak, Malach. But if you have Roiv and Mikvah, you can mash them the shear with these things that they're daima enough to Mayim, they can mash them the Mikvah, even though they themselves can't be Mechal, Mikvah of Abraham. So that's the din that Titanarak can be mash them a Mikvah. So on that comes our Mishnah and says, Amachleikas, that even though they're mash them, it's machlekes v'lozer b'shua whether the tefillah can be done in the tit. So the shail is, okay, so what's the machlekes v'lozer b'shua if whether the egg can be tevil in the tit? And what's the havana in the b'shua that how you need tefillah and mayim? So what's the takav shail can be tevil in the tit? So the Rishonim bring the Gemara in Sukkah. Gemara in Sukkah, that if you test, the Gemara wants to know. Mar says Avir is mitzdar for the sheer Zion of Sukkah. Mar wants to know where do we find that you can't something that can't be mechal the din like by Sukkah can't just have Avir on top, but when it comes to a seer it can be mitzdar. When you have batzim right there and just to mash them then it can be mitzdar. So the Gemara says make a medium stir from mitzdar for last minute kasha and we're talking about Yosher in. So Titanark is a case where it's a mitzvah for the Shear Arbaim, but if you title in Titanark, you're not yotzei the tefillah. So Rashi learns the Gemara that Rashi brings down the mission in the beginning of seventh parak that it's milin as a mikvah, right? But it itself can't be a mikvah. Vashon milin is just mashed in the mikvah, like you said from the Ravid and the Rav. But it itself, you can't be tayvel in it. So the Rishonim want to know the Rosh and the Rash by us and Taisa here in Sukkah. They all ask. Okay, the Gemara is telling it to Sukkah where in when it's the Gemara here is saying that Aver, even though it's mashlim, it's different than schach pasul. Schach pasul that's mashlim this year. You can sit underneath the schach. In fact, we used to miss the circle by yeshiva under the schach pasul. Now shanki and Aver, you can't. So. Rishonim ask on Rashi, the Gemara wants to know, in a case where it's mitzarif, in that case where it is mitzarif, that still you can't be yaitse the din in that chelik, like Avir. So, Chayra, but if you Rashi just saying that in another case, the Hainu Tetan Ark, which makes up the whole mikvah, that you can't be tayvel, but it itself maybe you could, so it's not a good dimin to Avir. The Gemara took it. That's the Kasha. So, Shal is how Rashi is going to answer the Rishonim's Kasha. And how do you answer the kashim shatav in the Gemara, and why in Sora did Rashi not want to learn like the other Rishonim? Okay, so let's start like this. The Arachlaner on the Gemara on Tyson Sukkah, he asks the Kash on Tysus. He says that, so Tysus was bothered with Rashi, the Gemara is looking for in the case where it's with Tarif, that you can't be use it to Mekayim your din like Aver. So he wants to know the Chayra in Rabbi Yeshua's Halacha, Rabbi Yeshua said that it, by Aver, for someone sitting partially in the Aver, partially under the good Schach. So the Gemara is saying, Taki na yaitse. Zakter, Rabbi Yeshua said that mixas in the Mayim and mixas in the Tit, Taki yaitse the Tefillah. So even if he taisvis, why was it a good tushtal? It sounds like the Aruch HaNer is bothered that even though Minatzad, let's say Rabbi Yeshua said, let's let Tefillah, but he said maybe that was like a separate halacha, but Etzem in the din of our Mishnah, we don't, in Rabbi Yeshua, we see a tziruf and taka, it works after, even though by itself it's, you can't be taiva and tet. But when it's matzurf, taka Rishu is saying that Rishu is saying you can be taiva in the tet. So you want to know, even if he ties it's a shtikol shvara that Mars being a demian aver, you can't be yotze bechal if a chelik is aver. And shenkin and tet, Rishu is saying you could. That's the chanes kasha. So okay, so it's so acting like this in the Nikar Din of the Mishnah on Rabbi Yeshua, right? So the you could be tayvel in tit. Taka Rabbi Yeshua says you could be tayvel in the chelik of tit. So like we said before, like what's the pshat? The Torah says mikvah mayim. What's pshat? You could be tayvel in tit. So the Rav was bothered by the kasha, and the Rav learned the Mishnah that he shows too that the pshat in Rabbi Yeshua is this halacha of Mayim Mekadmin of the Mishnah later. He says, the Pshat Rishu is the Mayim Mekadmin. What is it? What's the din of Mayim Mekadmin? Parag Zayin Mishnah. Zayin Mishnah says, Hitvul Bayas Amita, Ritoyvul Amita, that's too tall for the whole thing to go in. So, Afri Sharagla, Sheikis Betita, all that. Tahayir Ab Nesha Mayim Mekadmin. So, you take a Mita, you put it in to the Mikvah. So, even though by the time the top of the Mita got in already, the Ragla Amita was ready inside the tit, so Chayral, it wasn't a Tefillah Ba'as Achas in the Mayim, so it still Zakta Mishnah Chiddush that it's Chal Al Tadin Mayim Mekadmin. So what's the Pshat? So there's different Pshat in the Rishayim, but basically the Rash basically says as you push the Mita down, so the Ragla Amita are like making as they push down, they're making a space for the Mayim to come down with them, and they're filling up the space. So it's still the mikveh is like a nimshach to where the ragla mita are, and the Rosh learns that the Taisyanta bias brings it down. The Rosh learns that even if there's not mayim all the way, ba'akopanim mishtalsu alacha, that a person's hand is wet when he's tied about keli. So he says that even though a person's hand is tied against keli, the Mishnah says that if it's tefeach manasa tefeach, so you can have a chibur to the mikveh. So to be here, the ragla mita touched the mayim as they went down. So even though right now you're not mamash teich hamikvah, but you're the chibur of the tefeach and asat tefeach on the ragla mita, so you have a chibur to the mikvah, and that's matara. So zok the Rav over here also, the hainu, that over there the mission had a problem. The chayra, you're not in the mikvah anymore. You're in the tip when the top of the mita came down. So we figured out how to make it that even though you're in a tit, which is not a mikvah, still we can don you as in the mayim, either through the chibur or pshat as the mayim was nimshach down there. Zakter Rav, Inach Nami, but Rabbi Yeshua is a big chiddush. You can't be tevel on tet, you need to be tevel on mayim. Zakter Rav, and the Rash, the bring down Ksav Yad, someone like that. Someone like Ksav Yad, the Rash also learned like that. That, so to be here, Rabbi Yeshua said, when you go into the tet that's underneath the mayim, that's why Tafka underneath, because then Taka, you were tevel in the mayim, the mayim pushed down. And in Mela, you have the aloch of mayim Mekadim, he says, Rabbi Lazar, who argued and said you can't be tayvon tit because you argued on this halacha mayim mekadmin. That's the Rav learns this halacha. So it comes out the Rav and the Rash also, whatever, if he says like this, that Be'etzem, Rabbi Yeshua in our Mishnah wasn't mechadish that tit can have a din mayim. Okay, because we mashed the shir. But he wasn't mechadish that you could do a tefillah in the tit alayim. Right? Be'etzem the tit is not good. Narvas, our idea din mayim mechadman is kilu, we got around the tefillah being done mamish in tit, and you're still being chal as being tevil in the mayim. So, Zogt al-Achanari says, he wants to say Pshan Taisus, that Taisus over there, that was Medama Avir and Mitzdarev to Ashir, and he had Shver al-Khayra. Rabbi Shua said over here that the Tit could be Chalik of the Tvila Alain. He's saying that in a Hanami, no. Tit Lamaisa cannot be, you can't be titled the Tit Batzam, even in the Tit Anar, be Rabbi Shua. The Ganta Din was Alpi the Rash and the Rosh, the Rash and the Rav. That is a din of Mayim Mekadmon. The Pshat is you were still chal as being touching the Mayim. So Mil, it's a very geshmak atushtel to Avir, the attack a tit, both a tit and Avir, when they are mitzvah for the Shir, is still the, you can't be Mekayim the Etim din with the of Yeshiva Sukkah and the din of the Maisa Tvila inside these things. That's what Achaner is Masber Taisis. So for Rashi, Zach is like this. On the Etzem Mahalach of the Rav and the Rashi, saying the Pshani Yeshua is Mayim Mekadmin, there's a few Haaretz, the Chayra, the Mishnah over there, Zion of Mita, didn't have a Machlekes about it. It had a Stam Din, it's the Chayra when you title a Mita. The way the Rav sounds like it was Machlekes, or Blaz, or Yeshua of our Mishnah. So Chayyot, maybe you should have said over there, the Blazar is Chaylik. V'ayi, the Mishnah over there sounded like it was Dafka, a din of Tita Ava. Yeah, it was the din of Tita Ava, that Tita Ava, Basim can't do a Tvila there. Rabbos, my Mekadmin helps you get out of that halacha. But here it sounds like it's a Tita Nar, because it's an Ayah Chedesh, that it could become Mamish part of the Mikvah. So if you this, it's our Mishnah could have been Tita Ava, not only in the Mashlan, but only in the Tvila Alain. It could have been even with Tita Ava. So these kashas, I found the Mishnah Achrayin and the Chaznish, they both, each one, they're nusach, they shtal on them. Chaznish also bothered the Pashtas. It says, when you learn our Mishnah, is even if you take like a machat and you go on the side of the mikvah into, like it didn't touch any mayim, went straight into Titanark. If you're Rishua, Pashtas, it would be a good tefillah. And if the way the Rav and the Rashi Chazman and Chayyar, not good, because Pash didn't touch the mayim first. And he says even if he threw machat, he put machat into a tit and ark, and then threw it into a mikvah, then filled up the mikvah. Also, Pash says fi Rishu would be good, but it comes out fi these Rishayim now. So, Meila Chaznish mekayach these kashas. He learns the Mishnah is not out to mayim mekadmin. He learns Pasha was nischadish in our Mishnah that like all the other halachas of the Mishnah of Zion Aleph. Pashas the Mishnah Zayin Aleph, Shelag, Barad, Malach, all these cases, when it says Malin, Taisus and Sukkah speaks out Klar, is that the Pshat is, they become Nitval, Mashlin, the Mikvah, and Oifen, they become Pashat, the Chesed of the Meha Mikvah. So you could be Taival Mamash with that, as a rubbing against your skin. It's Pashat, the Maisa Tvila, they got a Din May Mikvah to them. So Zakta Chazinish, that's what's being Nishadish over here. Titan Narek is moist, is liquidy enough that is Nishadish that it can become Pashat part of the Mikvah. And that's what Rishu was saying, the table on the tit is because it was chal on the tit, a din may mikvah after it was right and it was nitvah to it, so it was makabel a shame may mikvah. So you have a machlek is over here, the Chazanish and the Mishnah Achrayin also sounds like it goes like that with this Rav Mahalach and what's Pshat in Rishu. Is it Pshat is Ramachadish, a shame mayim on the tit, anarik batzam, or just Rishu had a oifen to get around being table on the tit?
Side by side, it's not more.
You're saying it's not more. Yeah. So the Chaznish, right? What's the difference on the side and the bottom? So I assume it's a svar either that we only consider it nitfal and become a chelik of the mikvah, either if you're teicha mikvah. So then, if you're teicha mikvah, we see a tefilos. But if you're nicker, if you're asma on the side, so we won't see it a bit all. Or I think there's another side, I didn't check it out, but I think someone brought down there was a side that it might be a gzera stamp, people might be tev on tit. Stamp. When you see tit, someone jumps in and then go, yes, whatever. Fine, but
what?
Who's
gzera?
I don't know, one of the
Galias,
maybe? Yeah, that's it. I can find about, but Kapshuta, I don't think Chazan is going like that. I think Chazan is going, it's more of a Vart and when we see it, Tafel to the Mikvah. Okay, so Nach the Chazan ish, and the Mishnah Chayin, might be Gishmak, what Rashi in Sukkah. So the Achnes says like this, there's another Mahalak which we saw this fast MS and the Gemara and Sukkah wants to learn it in the Gemara. Kipshutei, most of Yishayim, when they quote the Gemara over there was just Mahalak between being mitzdarif for a shear of Sach Pasol and Avir. The Avir becomes mitzurif, but you can't sit on there, but Sach Pasol, surfing, you can sit on there. So the Achnes wants to learn Mahalak, and that's what he learns in the Rashi, is that Ba'atam, the Gemara was going on the other Chalak. Where Sach Pasol is mitzurif, meaning Sach Pasol alein can't be chal on them a din Sach for Hechsher Sukkah. Rabbas, when it's mitzurif to Sach Kasher, so then it's chal on them that you can sit under it. The Hani was chal on them that they have a din Sach lein Hechsher Sukkah. So he wants to say the Gemara really was showing two tetanar learning that. Gemara is saying, Fakar, we see from Rabbi Yeshua that even though tetanar mitzad atzma, you can't be toil in it. It can't be chal a shame main mikvah when you fill up a mikvah of titnara. Still, when it's mitzurif to arrive main mikvah, then it can be chal on them then that they also can be matar. So that's what Achaneh was learning in Gemara, and that's what he's mad as Barashi. So it's very Yishmach. So the Chay Rashi would be a smach. Why the Rashi didn't want to learn like the other Rishonim is because Rashi learned up like the Chaznish and Mishnah Chayna, that the way the Aruch Hanei is Chashmin Taisus, that Taisus Taka held that even in the case of Tziruf, Taka, even in Rabbi Shua, was never Chal that the Tit got a shame named Mikvah. And Rashi, before arguing that, because he learned up like this, like the Chazanish. So, okay, that's Machlekes Rashi and the other Rishonim and the two Mahalchim in Tetanar. Now, in the Atzim Din of Tetanara, so it's like this. So right, we said before the Chazanish and the Shacharina, they have a Shtikol Shver. They have a Shtikol Shver. The Mishnah later, Zayin should have brought Machlekes Rav Elazar Yeshua. And it sounds like it's a new Shmuz by Tetanara. So the Shaila is, if we could say maybe a Pshat in the Rav. That to answer up this kasha. So we said before in the Ikar Din of Tetanar, we said over the Rash and the Rosh. Mai said the lashon of the Rav when he says Tetanar, so he's telling me down over here, is when he says the din of Mai Mekadim. Sorry, so it's by the din of Mayim Mekadim. We said over the Rash and the Rosh, how they learned that it's you're still chal being tevil, even when you go down into the tip, you're still chal being tevil in the Mayim. My solution of the Rav when he says it is Neshamayim Magdimen, and so Tais Yonte by us, he had Shver. Sorry. Oh. Yes, this is kashli. My mahani had the hotel mayim kaidim shnishku betit. What does it help to your title in the mayim before you got into the tit? Haray oz lo heisa mita kul b'mayim, v'ana kul bas achas mi'en shi'a mayim kul ik ma'ish kotsa v'ra. Right, you need a tefillah bas achas. So, b'atzim also, the lashon of the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis on that Mishnah also, he's mashma that, that the Rambam also says, the mayim mekadmen, that you're ready to tevil the raglan mita. And he says, "Lo yagiu bebayit ad she tira mamayim." Before they got to the bottom of the mikvah, ready at tira mamayim. Also in the Yad Chazaka Ram, also on that Mishnah, he says, when he's passing, "Hit the boys and meet the gates of all." So he says, "Harezu tahira sharei lo nitvu betit ad she tovlu mamayim tchila." There was a tchila mamayim tchila. So the Shabbat is the. Doesn't sound so much like the Rash and the Rosh. that Ba'atzim you're still being titled on the Mayim the end there. It sounds like some type of bar you were titled on the Mayim Tchila, and that Takam Tzeis Yantav is asking, L'chayr wasn't Ba'atzachas. So I thought maybe a Svara, that the Akupanim over here by Tetanara, that Yesh Lach and Din Ba'atzachas. The Din Ba'atzachas you have to have by a mikvah. The Pshat is, has to be Chal on the whole Guf, the Keli or the Adam, the Tvila at the same time. It has to be the Maisa Tvila is Chal on the whole Guf at the same time. Or the pshat is ba'atam on raglayim or chelik of a kli, you could have been it could have been chal ma'aseh tefillah. Navalis, if you take it out, put it into a place that's not mikvah, so then kilu there was a hefsek in the ma'aseh tefillah. So ken zayin the pshat is over here ba'atam was when you put the let's say raglay mita over there, so you put in the mita it was chal ma'aseh tefillah on the raglay mita. Navalis, if you take it out, so or you stick it in another place. So then, kilu your mafsik the ma'isa tefila. So, kenzain over here when you go into titanarav, calls man your teicha mikvah because titanarav is considered a chelik of the mikvah. So then, you never mafsik your ma'isa tefila. So even though let's say we're going like these rishayim that the titanarav is not like the chazars mamash mayim, you can't mamash be tevil in it. But upon him, there wasn't a hefsek in the tefila. Taka there was a tefila on the reglayim, then it went into the titanarav, and then you were mashlim by going into the mikvah. So when they say Mayim Mekadon, they don't, oh, so the them, it could be that Ba'atam, Rebbe Lezer argued over here and said you can't be tevil on the tit. So when the Rav says Rebbe Lezer argued on the Svara, so he argued the Kazayin on the gather of this din of Basachas to be Matir going into the tit. And not at the same time as the Tefillah. But on the Halacha, let's say Kazayin over there, the Mishnah could be like the Rash or the Rav. By Tita Ova Taka, you need a new Tita Ova, since it's out of the mikvah, so merely you Taka need a new lumdus of the Rash and the Rosh that you bring the mind with you down into the thing. So Mela.
Koske needs
to be. What?
Koske, you should argue, no?
Who?
No.
No, meaning, yeah, it's a whole different lumdus. Why don't you have this lumdus over there? No, because over there, it's Tita Ova.
So Mela?
No, Tita Ava is out of the mikvah. But with Tita Narek, you're still Teicha mikvah. So then we don't see Hafsik.
I was saying over there, everyone
used
to
do say
Mayim
Kadon,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
New Svara.
Because going into Tita Ava. Oh, why? Yeah. Oh, because Chazan has a problem, maybe saying.
Yeah,
Tita Narek, yeah, might not argue that. The Matthias, yeah.
So it could be considered.
It's like two different. Okay, now just. Fine, so that was maybe Akvan just to Miyashiv, just a different svar in Titanar that the Rav maybe meant over here, they'll get the answer of the Chazanish and the Mishnah Chayit's problem in the saying to Pasha Titanar. Okay, fine, just I don't think they have time, but really wanted to get into the Mishnah, whatever, the whole din of Tziruf, the hard musig of when you have, we're saying that all these halachas in Zayin Aleph. The Ba'atzim, they can't be Mechal Hashem Mei Mikvah, but they can mash the Mashir. So like, what's the gather of that thing? If they're not Mei Mikvah, what's Pshat Olsen to mash the Mashir? You can't be Chal Mikvah with Shalag, with Bar. What's the Pshat that can be mash them? Roy, like the Lashon HaTeis is Yontif, why it's not passed, why but they don't pass Al Shuvim, he brings down over there in the beginning of Perek Zayin from the Raivid. He says, if they're mashlim chayr, they're mayim, so why aren't they passing al tshuva? So he says that mikvah mayim with the iskish l'mayim, mayim with the yishmayim, mayim with the yishmayim, ha'oshar mashkin l'yiskish. So he says, dafka mikvah mayim, something you can mechal a mikvah with, is shaykh to the psal shuvim of the drasha of the yishmayim, but shar mashkin l'yiskish. And Kreger is meisiv on it, he says, rackets through from its star of the roi, mayim shumachi and chuvim paisavan. So, since you can't make a mikvah out of them, they're just in star for a mikvah, so they're not shaykh shum. So, what's the pshan there? So, and the whole, right. And then, so I was thinking just yesh lachar, and the ikar din shir mem of a mikvah. The pshan is that we don't have pashit any kayach mitar. Before the shemam, or ba'atzam, let's say with revias by kelim with some deraisa, ba'atzam when you have a kinas of megisham biyachad, you keep a megishamim, ba'atzam the tayr is made, let's say revias ready shem mikvah. The Torah gave a shir, let's say, for Sdesh Mechas, Rev Gufay Adam, so the Chazal gave a shir that it has to be a shir amount. But it's not pshat that you have, we don't see Bechlal Kayach Matar over here before the shir amount. Vado, we see up episode Kayach Matar. Rav Oz, to be ultimate, they're masakin that since the average person for Rev Gufay needs Abraham Saw, so they're masakin a shir, the mikvah, in order Befayal, in order to be titled on a mikvah, you need Abraham Saw. So Mela, I was thinking like this, that Ba'atam, when you have Rav, so Pshat is Ba'atam, we see a Shtekel Kayach Matar. Ravas, when you have, we find a lot of studies, Rav, all of a sudden you can do Amshacha after you have a Rav. Seems like once you have Rav, so already we see up that this is Shayach to being a Matar. So then we can say that things are Nitval to it. Meaning, if the Shir, if only it's Chal, the Epes, a Kayach Mikvah, only with the Shir Mem, so then once Pshat, all of a sudden you can mix things in which aren't things are minyana for mikvah. But if the Pshat is Ba'atim, we see already before Mem that there's Epes a Kayach Matar here. Now once there's a Shir, we have to mash them. So then the Mishnah is coming to Mechadish, things that are Dumya enough, Tamayim, Shalag, Bar, all these different types of ice, whatever, the Dumya enough, Tamayim, that they could be Nispatal to that Kayach Matar which we have to mash them the Shir. And Ramela, but they themselves can't be Mechal Shem Mikvah. When you're handling to Kaveh Asher Arbaim, to Mechal episode or if they're the Rav of the Mikvah, to Mechal Shem Mayim HaMatayim, Avad Adonam Mayim HaMatayim. So the Shmuz is, in our Mishnah of Tetanar, where Blazer Rabbi Yeshua, the Shaila is that Tetanar, that we say is Mashlam HaMikvah, so the Pshat is, it became in Gansen, like Nispatel to it, that it gets a Kayach Matar. Or it's just enough that it's mashed them, but about it itself didn't get a Kayach Matar. Back to
the internet.
Yeah.